Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jaime Guerra with UT Austin, and I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting for March 23rd, 2021. The time now is 1:31 p.m. Sarah, if you could lead us through the roll call.
Yes, I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll lead the roll call. Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
John Colmorgan, Austin ISD.
Present.
Mace Royston, LCRA.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Steve Pyle, UT. I'm sorry, State of Texas DIR. Steve Pyle, DIR. He's showing is muted, but we still have a quorum. And I'd just also like to announce the members from the public that are here. We have Doug Wilson with JC Communications, Chris Gonzalez with BRICOM, and Mike Reagan with JC Communications.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. This is Jaime again. Agenda item number two, is there any citizens' communications today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
All right. Hearing none, let's move to agenda item number three, review and approve the minutes from the technical subcommittee meeting of January 26, 2021. Let's take a few minutes to review those. They're in the handout.
This is Dane. Move to approve the minutes of. Let me go back to the document. Move to approve the minutes of January 26, 2021, as presented.
This is Gary. Second.
This is Jaime. We have a motion by Dane and a second by Gary. Is there any further discussion? All right. Hearing none, Sarah, please lead us through a vote.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Anthony Breckenridge.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Thank you. Agenda item number four, maintenance contractors report. Chris.
This is Chris Gonzalez with Brightcom. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of C1N, C1S, and C2S with only 24 deficiencies between the three rings. Nothing new stand out other than the normal transfers and make ready and some tree trimming. Please let me know if anyone's got any questions regarding the inspections. Okay, hearing none, move on to the inventory. A couple changes in inventory. We used 975 feet of the City of Austin's fiber, which is a 24 strand, for a B1N emergency repair at 45 and Lyndhurst Drive. This was only a City of Austin repair. No other entity was impacted. And if you move down on inventory, we used 1,100 feet of the 3-inch 3-cell max cell for the A2N Sabine Promenade reroute, which was a couple weeks ago. Any questions regarding the inventory?
This is Jaime. What's the current lead time on fiber?
Gang fiber, it looks like it's at 28 weeks currently. I haven't checked in a couple weeks, but I think it's been about 28 weeks.
This is Dane. I think we talked about it in the last meeting, potentially go ahead and stocking up on the cabling for the projects that we know that we're going to be doing now. Have anybody had any more thoughts about that?
This is Jaime. I think that's a good idea. Network management, can you address?
Yes. All the projects that we are approving, we're getting the fiber for. As soon as they get approved, that's one of the first steps to get the materials in. And one of the ones that actually determines the logistics and the timing of every project right now. Unless you are asking us to stock up on any fiber for inventory or for repairs.
This is, I mean, I think perhaps if we know of projects we're doing next fiscal year, we should consider purchasing the fiber now. I'm not sure if that's getting too ahead of ourselves given the other long poles in the tent with permitting and the other issues with Austin Energy.
It is not. We may have a few. We'll look into the projects that we can do next year if you wanted to, and we can bring those, although they will need, because they may not be approved projects. So we, you know, the board would have to approve the purchasing of that fiber.
This is, I mean, I think that would be a good board discussion if we consider purchasing extra project fiber in our inventory, knowing that the projects aren't approved, but it's not like the fiber couldn't be used if those projects don't get approved.
This is Dane. I think that's a good conversation to have. I agree with you, Jaime. So with the 28-week lead time, what does that do to us in terms of delay, given the long permitting times that Jaime mentioned? So in other words, if we're going to move forward on a project, does the permitting delay us 28 weeks anyway, so that ordering the fiber ahead of time doesn't really buy us anything? Or would we get through the permitting process and then have to wait for the fiber so that the buying the fiber ahead of time would be beneficial? Does that make sense?
This is Carlos. I believe that it would help us. In extreme cases, we have some projects that, you know, permitting will take longer than 6 months. But that's where we're actually looking into here. It's a 6-month lead on getting fiber. So it would help on most of the projects, depending on, you know, if there is a lot of problems with the routing of it. But I do see some benefit on it. So.
Yeah, this is Jaime. My concern would be if we were to wait any longer to order the fiber, the lead times could just increase. So 7 months is a long time for fiber or to get it. All right. Any other discussion on our inventory report? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to agenda item number 5, the network manager's report, 5A, notification of RFP for Gatton maintenance and request for evaluation subcommittee members.
This is Sarah. This is a notification that we are going to be issuing the maintenance RFP through Austin ISD. It's scheduled to issue on April 6th and close on April 27th. So we are going to need a member of the tech committee or board to volunteer to participate on the evaluation subcommittee. Ideally, one who would be available the last week of April or first week of May to review the bids.
This is Harold. I'll volunteer.
Thank you, Harold.
Yes, thank you, Harold.
And that's all I have about that.
Hey, this is Gary. I'm assuming that this is the RFPs including all the changes that we've been discussing throughout the year?
Yes, it's including the changes for the dark fiber testing that were approved in the Gatton Technical SIP guidelines.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get some more volunteers to join Harold on the RFP evaluation team in addition to Harold and network management?
This is Sarah. I will let you know, we only need one, but if more wanted to participate, that would be fine too.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at Harold for now and just go from there. All right, there's anything else on the RFP? Moving on then, let's move to agenda item 5B, Gatton tie cable by entity list.
This is Carlos. As requested during the SLA evaluation in February, we have worked with our Bentley vendor and reviewed tie cables throughout the network. The network manager sent out an email with a tie cable list representing Gatton tie cables and associated facilities. And on the 18th, has requested the members to review, edit, and include any additions by April 16th. Allowing 4 weeks for the response for each entity to date. One of the entities has responded as of right now. Any prints or any drawings or anything that will facilitate putting these nodes into a Bentley would be will be very helpful.
Hey, Carlos, this is Jaime.
Sure.
I saw that Frank sent that out as a PDF. Do we need that as an Excel format so we can mark our changes, or does network management just want changes typed into the body of the email?
If you type the changes into the body of the email, we'll insert those in the correct order. What you see is a summary of the tie cables on the list, but that list compiles other things in there. It compiles every single node cable. So we'll just insert it more or less where they need to be.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir.
This is Harold. Carlos, is there any preferred file format that you want for tie cables or as-built drawings?
Anything that you can give us. If you have CAD, that'd be great. If you have, Bentley, also good. PDFs, napkins will do.
I'm going to volunteer cardboard boxes.
Exactly. We'll take anything you have. Some entities may or may not have these backup documents. So, you know, we'll deal with if you know something but you don't have prints for it, let us know and we'll put it on the burner for us to do the investigation and figure it out.
All right, this is Jaime. This sounds like a good approach and plan. Any other discussion on the tie cables? All right, let's move into 5C, status of the backup knock.
Just a second there. Let me get the here. Please note that this is Carlos again. Please note that the schedule and the handout for the backup knock, the contractor is 80% complete with a substantial submittals for review by the Public Works, IGME, Convention Center, and the Network Management. We all have looked at these the submittals and approved them so far. Construction of the walls are in progress, and by now this should be all the way to the deck. So, does anyone have any questions about the schedule here? Four questions.
This is Jaime. Would it be possible for SPA Glass or Network Management team to provide progress photos that we could view during our meetings?
Yes. Schedules? Yes, we can. I can actually provide you with a few right this second if you like.
That might be good, just to let people see what we're paying for. And my experience with SPA Glass is whenever they send out their weekly reports with the schedules, at least on campus projects, they also include some photos. So it may be something Network Management can ask SPA Glass to do.
Yes.
Without added cost.
If you give me just a second here. I did receive a few. No, not this guy. I may not be able to reach him right in a second.
All right. Well, if you can't find him easily, we can just review it the next time.
Yes, sir. It'd be we do have some pictures of the walls coming up. And we had some questions to them. During our progress meeting, they answer everything properly. So, and we have answered every single question that they have, as far as submittals is concerned. So,
sounds good. Okay. All right. If this is Jaime again, if the tech members don't have any more questions on the backup knock, let's move to 5D, the project status report.
This is Carlos again. The only thing to report during the active projects for Gatton, the Super Ring North Permanent Repair El Camino La Costa is actually scheduled for April 6th and April 7th. Under Gatton completed projects, the B2 South SH-71 relocation east of Highway 130 and Ross Road. This was a relocation of a Travis County cable on that area with TxDOT involvement. So that's completed as of, I think, a couple of days ago. One day ago. Also, B1 North Temp Repair Palmer Lane, that was completed. And the A2 North reroute of Sabine between 4th and 6th was completed, but that was last month. So that's all that we have on the project status sheet, other than the one that you see in red at the bottom we'll be discussing later on.
Okay, this is Jaime. Let's give the members a few minutes to review the list, just in case they have any questions.
Carlos, this is John. Did the poll transfer on Sunday take place?
Yes, sir, it did.
Okay.
No hitches there.
I didn't see any emails that it was completed, so.
It was one of those things. I think I put it on the email that we were not, you know, it was had no impact to anyone at any time. So it was just more of a letting know everybody that we were having a crossing. So the cable will be, as you saw, the cable will be pulled through on 4-6, which is that's the project that we were doing.
I understand. Sometimes these things get delayed, so having a notification that it was complete would be helpful, I think.
We'll continue. We'll send the next time, sir. Yes.
Okay. If there's nothing else on the project status report, then let's move on to agenda item. What is it? 5E, the job budget report.
This is Sarah. We're tracking 36 jobs totaling $1.83 million. We're expecting $276,000 in recoveries. If we complete all these jobs by June 30th, then we would require a transfer of $139,000. However, you know, we're closely monitoring to see which jobs will and will not complete by the end of the fiscal year. And if we do need a transfer, we'll be bringing that to a future board meeting before the end of the fiscal year. Any questions?
This is Jaime, just looking it over right now.
So, sir, this is John. Do we expect maybe a more realistic update at the next board meeting, or? That's a lot of jobs in 3 months.
Yeah, well, as you could see, you know, under total invoiced, we've been invoiced for approximately 25% of the work that's been awarded. Carlos, I'll have to defer to you on as to whether we're going to have a more realistic picture as to which jobs are going to complete by the end of the fiscal year.
On the next tech, we would probably have a better understanding of that. But because we're about to fill the schedule up. There are about three or four projects for A1 North that will have, you know, that will be ready for construction here in the next 4 weeks.
Carlos, this is Jaime. I should have asked at the last agenda item on A1 North, what's the schedule for that looking like these days?
All for A1 North, there is only one project that I know that we still have some problems. I think it's segment two, but we have worked out a couple of problems that we had on three different in segment three and a couple other segments, which is the AISD signaling through Austin traffic signal. Frank approved last week the purchasing of those systems. We're going to solar systems on those signs for Austin traffic, AISD, I'm sorry.
To accommodate Austin Transportation Department make ready, we're converting them to solar.
Well, it's not so much them, it is to appease Austin Energy. At this moment, those signs are attached to the grid, and they no longer want them attached to the grid, so they don't permit them anymore. So we're having to change the whole system to solar, and the people who are doing that is Austin Traffic Signal. Right. So They were under Frank's spending authority, so he's approved them. Now the schedule for that, it was approved last week, so I'm not sure what the schedule is for them. I do know that they have enough materials at Austin Traffic to do two of them, and we have three right now. So,
and that's just impacting one segment, you said?
It's actually impacting two segments, and the Weberville repair.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Jaime. Any other discussion on the job budget report?
This is John. Maybe not so much on the budget tracking report, but on the project status report, do we maybe need some additional columns to capture some other data, such as permitting dates, fiber order dates, things of that nature, to help us better plan and see what projects are going to be realistically accomplished in any given time frame?
This is Carlos. It is up to the tech members.
This is Jaime. John brings up a good point. It sounds like getting material and working with Austin Energy are quite long poles in the tent. I don't know how much extra effort it would be to add those additional columns. What does network management think?
I don't see a problem with that. We can start. Let us look into those and what is actually relevant as far as there's some things that, you know, may not be that they're completely out of our control, that we just have to take by ear from them. So, but we'll add some like permitting and material ordering and estimated time for materials to arrive and so forth.
That'd really be helpful, because several of those projects have dates back to, you know, 2019 and no newer dates really listed. So it's kind of hard to discern realistically when they even may get accomplished, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Gary. And we understand that y'all have limitations, you know, things are out of your control with some of these permitting issues and ordering. But I mean, like John said, it'd be nice to just have the dates on there, you know, when the permitting was requested, when the order was placed, and then when it was received and when, you know, permitting was approved, just so that we can keep track of how long things are taking to, you know, where we are along the projects.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we'll add a couple of columns, and we'll start adding a couple of columns here and there, the ones that we see more relevant. After the next tech, if you guys see anything that you like to basically see in there specifically, you just let us know and we'll add it to it.
Great. I think that'll be helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. This is Jaime. Let's get back to our agenda. So any more discussion on the project status report or budget status report? Okay. Before we go into agenda item 6, Carlos, we have prints for all 4 of these items. Is that correct?
Yes, we do, sir. Yes.
Okay. We may have seen some of them before, but it might not hurt to review them again. So
yeah.
For 6, we should take this into executive session. So the time now is 2 p.m. and I'd like to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 418.181 and 551.089. Thus, agenda items 6A through 6D in executive session. Chair will entertain any motions. I'm wondering out loud, can we do a motion for all 4 items at once?
This is Dane. Motion to approve items 6A, 6B, 6C, and 6D.
I'm sorry, Jaime, this is Sarah. Can you just announce the time that we came back into open session, please? Sorry for the interruption.
That's all right. This is Jaime. We came back into open session at 2:18 p.m. And Dane has provided a motion to approve agenda items 6A, 6B, 6C, and 6D. Is there a second? All right, this is Jaime. I will second Dane's motion. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
This is John. Can we cover the funding again? Is this going to be completely developer funded, no out of pocket to Gatton? Or will there be some Gatton costs and then we'll be reimbursed?
This is Sarah. As noted in the agenda item, 6A will be funded from the next year's MAC budget, $63,500. And the other three items are to be completely funded by the developer with no cost going through Gatton.
Okay, thank you.
This is Jaime. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. Sarah, please lead us through the roll call vote.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Anthony Breckenridge.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
It's a unanimous approval.
All right, and this will go to the board in 2 weeks. We've already done agenda item 7, executive session. So the last agenda item is 8, confirm date and time location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as April 20th, 2021, 1:30 p.m. via teleconference. The time now is 2:21 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.